Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. I'm going to start with Matt Ross. Matt, what is a secret you can share with our listeners?
I wrote in my book this theme called What's Your Magic? And it's a chapter. What's Your Magic was really defined in two ways. What are you best at? What do you love to do the most? And if you could spend the bulk of your time in those boxes and delegate everything else, I'm really good at building team and finding talent and cultivating them because I need them. There's a lot of things I really stink at, and I'm uber self-aware and cool with it. I'm really cool with saying I'm not good. So I think the key is understanding what you're best at, what you love to do, find that lane, build a team to complement your skills and give them the room and let them go and guide them and coach them.
Excellent. Eleanor Kabaki, what's a secret you can share?
For us, our company mantra lately is get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? And for us, at the end of the day, it's something that I lead with on a weekly basis, and that comes from my heart because I've had to be very uncomfortable a lot. I've had to make decisions that really scare me and really looking fear and understanding that that too shall pass. And that usually takes you to exactly where you need to be.
Excellent. Thank you. Antonia Tomeo, what's a secret you can share?
I love to create, whether it's designing clothing or jewelry or making a bracelet, inspiring people. That's my goal. And that's what I truly, truly love to do.
Thank you. Richard Gearhart, what's a secret you can share?
Don't flip out. We've been going through these negotiations for acquiring this firm, and I sent the guy what I thought was a very reasonable offer. He came back with something that was just totally unreasonable, and my first reaction was to go tell him, suck a rock. But and I was like, I had my hands on the keyboard, and I was like, you got to be crazy, man. And I took a step back, and I just said, well, I'm going to answer him tomorrow. If I want to tell him to suck a rock, I can tell him tomorrow. I slept on it for a while, and then I started thinking strategically about it. I started thinking, well, you know, maybe there's a way that we can pick this apart, and maybe I can find a response and a way to respond so that we can kind of keep the deal going, and maybe there are some possibilities here. And so I did that. I took a few steps back. I looked at it and said, well, what can I give on? Where do I need to stand firm? And I came up with a response, and I gave him reasons for why this is happening. And he backed off most of his stuff, and we're still talking about it. So if I had flipped out, it would have been done and gone.
Well, my secret is going to be don't forget to look at your data or have someone look at it. So we were in our marketing meeting, and our marketing assistant was like, this data just doesn't add up. You're getting all these leads, but the clients aren't coming through. And so I was like, what the heck? Let's look at this. And we have somebody implementing AI in different parts of our company in the law firm, and I think he did something that screwed up one of our automations. And so, but now we've got a fix in place. So you have to look at your data or have somebody look at your data like all the time to find these kind of things.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.